Have mercy on me,
Lord, Son of David. Kyrie eleison. That's the Greek interpretation for have mercy on me, Son of David. Help me, O Lord. It's worse. Yes, Lord. Even me, I'm a dog. I can eat the crumbs that fall. I'm pastor. That is a sign of confession. We know that last week, Brendan talked about little faith to Peter and why you doubt. And Peter is always with him, with Jesus. But the story of today, change our attitude. It's refreshing. And it's about a woman and her daughter. I have to welcome my daughter, husband, additional to my family, Siboki and her daughter, Lona and Ella, they are here with me. And I am so, so, so happy that I have them to share the good news of God. Great faith, your wish is granted. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus emphasized to the people of Israel, blessed is the one who is not offended by me. And this is what the whole story is about. It's about a mother who desperately is seeking for help because of her demon-possessed child. And it's all about a conversation with a woman and with Jesus. And at the end, Jesus wants to draw out the faith out of the woman. Faith. So, what is faith? I'm sure you have your own interpretation about the faith. But this morning, it is all about the mystery gift from God. And if you know how to use it, if you know how to use that faith, then the kingdom of God is not far from you. It's yours. And that's the mystery of the faith. Mother's faith. I remember when I was around about 7, my mother had faith, took me to the hospital, spent 6 months. I have this high fever, not knowing what to do. Imagine this, I'm talking about 60 years ago. And the doctor find out there's some virus that affected my brain. And I have to spend 6 months in the hospital. And I believe that my mother's faith helped me to survive to where I am now. Because the treatment have to, there's some injection on my spinal, my burned the backbones 7 times. They injected the medication and take out what is those liquid was really dark. And at the end, I can vividly remember it was a clear water. And I know there was my father's faith in God that helped me to survive. The story is also talk about sense of belonging. This woman is a Gentile, and Jesus is Jew. Sometimes in our life, we bring something home, and then you tell your children, the rest of you do not touch this because this is belong to your oldest daughter or your oldest son. And in your lifetime, you have people come to your home. I have experienced that ever since I get married to Albert. My family's sisters, my brothers, my close families, they come and live with me. And if you put yourself in that situation, you try to make them feel at home. Because they're not your children. And that is one of the most difficult situation for some parents. We heard about Joseph, his faith in God helps him to forgive his brothers. Well, if you look at the story, Matthew take us in this context, knowing that at this particular time, Jesus' mission priority, his priority is to help the people of Israel. And there's the people of Israel, there are the Gentile. So it's already division between the two people. And if a Gentile tried to go into the Jews, I'm sure there are a lot of obstacles that that person had to go through. And there's a difference, big difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. The woman is a Gentile, and there's Jesus is Jews. He is the promise. Son of God. And that particular time, he only focused in the people of Israel, trying to get them back. And that is the most well-known well-known objective for Jesus to do. But there come a time, the story, that Matthew tried to explain to us what faith is all about. The leaders of the countries, of the Jews, the Gentiles, are there too, but not many of them. They started to turn against Jesus. Chapter 14, John Baptist was beheaded. And then Jesus felt compassion for the 5,000 people. He asked the disciples to feed them, yet they wanted to send them away. And then Jesus wanted to show the disciples walking on the water, I am the king of the nature. And that was last week's story, where Peter had a small faith, tried to walk on the water, and then he turned around and failed. What happened? Jesus helped him to come up from the water. And before the inspiring story of this morning, Jesus confronted the Pharisees. What they believe is washing your hands before you eat, and that is one of the very important rules that you have to follow. Jesus tried to explain to them, no, no, no. What comes out from your heart, what comes out from your mouth, it comes out from your heart, is make a person clean. So this story will reflect what Jesus means about what comes out from your heart and what comes out from your mouth is makes a person pure in the face of the God. So he tried to retreat. He tried to move away from his own people. And then he moved 40 kilometers, walking from there to the north of Tyre and Sidon. And that is a very interesting place, because both places, they are the Gentiles. People live there. And this is where the story taken place, Tyre and Sidon. And if you look at the map, I believe at present they are known as Syria and Lebanon, the coastal area, walking 40 kilometers. And that's where he met this unknown woman. She's a Canaanite woman, a Gentile. He came to him. As soon as he saw Jesus, then he said these words, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, son of David. Kyrios eleison. This is most well known by the Greek. Kyrios eleison. Have mercy on me. He didn't say a word. He was silent. He knew that this woman is not a Jew. I am not here because of you. I'm here because of the Israelites. He did not say anything. He was silent. And a lot of time when we pray to God, we don't hear from God. He was silent. And what do you feel when you pray first, and then you pray, and then you pray, and you still not hear from God? He was silenced. Then she let Jesus know why I'm here. I have a daughter. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. No one wants to get near my daughter. And I'm a woman. And that time, woman is classified as a very low kind of people in that society. Definitely, the woman and her daughter is also a girl, not included. Feel out of place. I'm a gender and I'm a woman. But is that stop her from approaching Jesus ignored her. And so when I first read the story, I said, why? Why did you ignore him? Remember, at that time, Jesus was only focused to draw the people of the Jewish people to God. At that time, he is with the disciples. One of them have only a little faith. It was bitter. They did not follow, fully follow Jesus. And that's why they said, send these 5,000 away. Send them away. Where's their faith? And in this particular story, you and me may question why Jesus did not answer her. Because she already acknowledged Jesus as the Son of David. You're the Messiah. I know you. Even I'm a woman, but I know you. Have mercy on me. And look at the disciple. Send him away. Send her away. It's kind of annoying. Why didn't they stand up and support Jesus? After all, their little faith. After all, they have been told with their little faith. Now they do it again. And Jesus said, you know what? It is not right for me. And it's not right. I'm not here for you. Why? Because you're a Gentile. You're a woman. But Jesus did not use the word Gentile. Only turned around and said, I am not here because of this. And it is not right to share the bread that I have with you. But then, and if that was me, I look at me, I'm a woman, I'm not a Jew, I will probably walk away. But she didn't walk away. It's an insult reply. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. And what Jesus referred to, I remember when I was very, very young, I have little puppies. And every time I eat, I feed my little puppies. Makes them, I love them. They're yours. Children refer to the people of Israel. I'm here for the people of Israel. Why should I share the salvation with you? Why? And she knelt down like this. And then he said, Lord, even the tiny little crumb of your salvation, that will be enough to heal my daughter. And I'm not here to ask to sit at the table. I'm not here to ask for the whole bread. Whatever drop on the floor, I am happy to take them. On Tuesday, Eli is here with us having dinner. And she dropped The sweet potato on the floor. I pick it up and put it away. And Ella said, No. I will eat it. Instantly, I said, Ella. That reminds me of the text for Sunday. Your faith is great. And if you picture that faith, you draw a love heart. And that love heart covered with faith. But if you draw a love heart for Peter, half or maybe a tiny bit, the faith and the rest is doubt. I'm teaching these young children. One of the most important things for me is to teach them to confidence, feel belonging, and experience with life and understand what resilience means. So I used to build outside big blocks and then tunnels and then higher blocks and then ask them to go from the lower one and see if they can get to the other side. Some of them can, so they climb, look at me, and I said, go on. Some of them fall down, some of them can go through the tunnel, and some of them are able to go from top to down, go through the tunnel, get to the other side. And if you can see their face, they smile at you, I can do it. I can do it. I feel that this morning is talking about a woman, unknown name. She come with the package of faith. And if you talk about faith is real in you. And that faith have an element of love. That faith have an element of persistence. And that faith, you are not going to let go, Jesus. You hold on until you get there. Is that remind us and the disciples? What the woman have done is open the door. Her persistence, the package of the faith that God bless her with, it's not only for the Jews, it's not only for us Tongan, it's not only for the Lebanese, it's not only for the Australian or the New Zealander, it's for all of us. But if you use it, if you know how to use it, if you let yourself communicate with God and have that persistence and you pray and pray and pray until you get there, and you're not far from the kingdom of God. Silence. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. There is something that he dwelled with himself for a long, long time, and that is the thorn in the flesh. He asks God three times. The first time, God silent. Second time, God still silent. And on the third time, God said, Paul, my grace is enough for you. Or in the other word, I am with you. That's enough. And what else do we have to ask for? My grace will empower you. My grace will support you. My grace will comfort you, sustain you, keep you calm. What is that explained to us? What do we learn from that? And then she said, Lord, and Jesus said, Paul, do you know that my power make perfect in weaknesses? Faith, grace, love. And that's the package that this woman come with us today. Acknowledge God, you're the Son of David. Worship God. Humble. And then confess. Which he didn't ask. She didn't ask. Only a tiny little bit. Like the little mustard. A tiny little crumbs. And Jesus explained it to the disciple. Hello. This is what I call great faith. The package is there. It's an abstract noun. You don't see it, but you feel it in your heart. Obstacle in life. When you turn away from God, you know. I know. You won't get there. One thing that I have noticed that God's silence gives the woman the opportunity, I mentioned before, to pour out her faith, and that faith was empowered by what we call the Spirit. He opened the door for her. Come in. And makes herself belong. Whoa. It's a new life. It's a new day. Psalm 23. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have heard and learn from this story that Jesus have opened the kingdom of heaven, the household of faith, to you and me. And this is what he does. He prunes, he trims, he cuts us, and sometimes he will downsize us. Then what is next? He will build up with faith, hope, and love. In Romans, Paul mentioned this very, very powerful statement. Suffering produces endurance. Well, this story is not a new story. And not the most important story in the whole world. But for me, we have to think about how many people will be hearing right now in the whole world about the story. This is the same story. People of all races and nations, young and old, rich and poor, sick and well. People like you and me that might be overwhelmed by the stories today. Most Christian churches around the world today have the privilege to hear from this woman, unknown woman, no name mentioned by Matthew. Gentiles like us. But maybe this is one of the most important stories that help us, our faith. I personally find this story refreshing, and I'm thankful that I have come across it. And I'm thankful to share with you. I also want to share this. When I opened my book, A Little God Time for Mothers, and what a coincidence that today reading for, it's about mom advice. The wise woman built her house, but the foolish pulled it down with her hands. Proverbs 14 verse 1. And at the end, at the same prayer or got little time with the women's, it says, all the mother advice in the world is not going to stop our children from falling. And it may be most hurtful than helpful sometimes. Instead, we should be there to pick them up when they fall or fail. And loving each other, it's loving, teach them how to be successful next time. If you choose to encourage your children when they fail, they'll be more receptive to your advice next time. In fact, they might even seek you out of it. To the glory of God. Amen.